The title of the message is Be Hot Rather Than Lukewarm, and it is taken from Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich. I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. These churchgoers had become complacent and were neither hot nor cold in their faith. They were in need of a revival. Many Christians today need their faith revived, like the Christians at Laodicea. They have lost sight of the Lord and have focused their attention on the things of this world. The consequences of their sins have left them spiritually depraved, blind, and separated from God. When we read verse 17, which says, You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. We see that these are Christians like those of us who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives, but have failed to separate themselves completely from the world. Furthermore, they have acquired wealth for their comfort. They have an outward appearance of piety. Of such people, you should avoid. As in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. There is nothing wrong in acquiring wealth, but it must be used for the furtherance of God's kingdom and not for the furtherance of our selfish motives. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 20, we are told, He told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, drink and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. People often misquote scripture by saying that money is the root of all evil. But we know that this is not so, because in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, it says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." This applies to anything or anyone we put before God, whether it be money, your wife, children, your car, or your house, etc. It is clear that when we read the first two commandments, that God desires that mankind puts no other gods, nothing, or no one before him. This you can read in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 and 4, which says, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves an image in the form of anything, in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below." We often use the term breaking the commandments for disobeying them. However, when you break God's commandments, you actually break yourself. In the same way, if you try to break the law of gravity by jumping off a high-rise block of flats, you're going to break your neck. The condemnation of the church at Laodicea was that they were neither hot nor cold. God prefers you and me to be cold rather than lukewarm. You see, when you're cold, there is a better chance of you seeking the heat to become hot. When, however, you are lukewarm, you insulate yourself against getting hot. Jesus shows his distaste for the people of the church of Laodicea and anyone alike in verse 15 and 16, which says, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." The literal translation of "I'm about to spit you out of my mouth" is "you make me sick." God tells you in verse 18 to buy gold from him, gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich. In other words, invest your time and money in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 6, verse 33 tells us, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you." In verse 19, he admonishes the church to earnestly repent in order to avoid his discipline. It is evident that these are backslidden Christians, because in this verse God says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Therefore, be zealous and repent." Even though these Christians at Laodicea had pushed Jesus outside the door of the church, he still appeals to them to repent. What a merciful God we have! Here we can see, just as lukewarm in their faith as the Laodiceans are, Jesus is positively compassionate and not willing to give up saving their souls. In other words, in verse 20, he stands outside the door of their church, even the door of their hearts, and displays the kind of love that only God can do to any human being whom he loves. He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." This is the saving grace that waits patiently for each one of us to be reconciled with the Father. Thank God that his love is hot and positive towards us, and never fails to convict, convince, and forgive us of our sins. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Jesus, come and live between.